For one rare weekend, Afghans like Ismail Qureshi were happy.
This is a happy moment for Afghans. We have voted for a new leader. This is a great, happy moment. And 95% of the people are happy that things were quiet and they cast their votes. It is good for our people.
About 7 million voters braved Taliban death threats and bad weather to cast their ballots for a new president Saturday. By Sunday, world leaders were congratulating Afghans for their courage and determination to elect a new leader via the ballot box. It was, says Andrew Wilder of the United States Institute of Peace, a decisive message to the militants.
If 7 million Afghans turned out to vote, despite all these threats, I think there's only one way to interpret that as a real significant defeat for the Taliban.
But while the voting is over, the election process is not. Allegations of fraud have begun to come in. Wilder says officials need to investigate the claims, or the election will risk losing credibility in the eyes of the people.
I think that there are areas where there probably was significant levels of fraud, and I think that needs to be investigated. But I personally, at this point, given the turnout figures, would be surprised if the fraud was at such a decisive level that it would have a major impact on the outcome.
If successful, Saturday's election will be the first democratic transfer of power from one elected leader to another in the history of Afghanistan. Kebab seller Abdul Habib says it's time that his voice and that of all Afghans is heard.
The candidates have to respect the vote of the people because, as you know, the people voted despite the very hard conditions. They came out and cast their ballots, and the candidates should respect the verdict of the people.
The worry is that if the candidates start to squabble over who won, their fight could easily spill onto the streets, erasing Saturday's voting success. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.